Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, 10 seconds you said. I thought you said 1 minute. Sorry. Just sitting here enjoying the song.
Did you not hear me through the little
thing?
I did hear you.
Okay. I don't know. I wasn't listening, though.
Okay.
It's Monday. I got my own thoughts. I'm thinking my own thoughts over here.
Okay, no worries.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, hello. Surprise. Here we are. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special. Killer reviews on the first Saturday Morning Special. We're on 6 days a week now, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And we
overtime.
So we did our happy hour on Friday night, and people were so excited about it, like, what's happening? Oh my God, I can't believe it's so exciting. People just love the Sarah and Vinny show, which makes us feel great. So thanks. And actually, if you have some thoughts on it, please feel free to text us 800-400-3697. Just when you thought there's just not enough Sarah and Vinny, we're adding an extra day. Catch the best clips of the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on Saturday, 6 to 10 a.m. every Saturday. I smell a Sunday morning special. I don't know.
They do have one, kind of. It's amazing.
Tell me that.
I think
more.
She wants a special of Sarah and Vinny
Sarah and Vinny. I see.
I think Brent's referencing.
It's the acoustic sunrise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh. So I guess we could. That's probably better than us.
Well, that's an important show, too.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's on the Alice. And
right.
It's all acoustic stuff that, you know, songs we already know. I actually love listening to the different renditions of that type of music.
I love acoustic stuff. I think it's always so fun to hear it kind of dressed down.
I wonder if they have the songs Pink did acoustically when she came in. Do they play those?
I bet they do. They play stuff I've never heard before. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll play a Billie Eilish acoustic song. It's pretty trippy.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm never up early enough on a Sunday to hear that, but I hear you rave about it a lot.
I love it.
And it sounds actually really good.
Yeah, you listen to it too, huh?
I do.
Why are you guys getting so up so early on Sundays?
Well,
we got things to do.
Things to do, yeah.
What?
Yeah, and also our schedules are our schedules, so, you know.
Right.
Only I throw that out the window
people
on Friday. Right.
Can just forget about it and sleep till noon. That's not normal.
Yeah, Saturday and Sundays are the only days
it's normal
have
for
to.
Teenagers, not grown women.
I guess I'm hanging on to that because all I want to do is stay up late.
That's great.
We saw nobody this weekend. Envious. I mean, we hung out and did a bike ride and, you know, just us and the family. Oh, my God, Vinny. I watched two movies this weekend that I loved both of them. The first one was Mila Jovovich in Monster Hunter, which apparently is based on a video game. And it's so cheesy and stupid, but great the whole time. It's just action. Just action.
Did you tell everyone while watching it that you're friends with her?
Yeah, I told John. I was like, oh, boy, we go way back. We go back
to the
early 90s. And then the other one I watch is something called Palm Springs. It's Andy Samberg and some
comedian. Oh, I watched that.
Oh, my God. It's hysterical.
Yeah, where they keep.
Don't say. Don't say what happens, because I actually didn't know that was going to happen.
Oh, okay.
And when it starts happening,
okay.
I'm like.
Never mind then.
Oh, my God.
What's it called again?
It's called Palm Springs. Mm. And it's silly and charming.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. It's no Ted Lasso or anything. But it's, I mean, that was, I thought, well, isn't this a new twist on a romantic comedy? Look at that. Just when you think you've seen them all. No, it's really cute. It's so we watched
Palm Springs.
Yeah, and Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter was great. Just action. You want to see fight scenes? You want to see guys flailing around? You want to see a dude doing like a seven?
I thought you said romantic comedy though.
No, that's Palm Springs.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
I'm talking about the first movie that I watched, which was Monster Hunter with Mila Jovovich. I know her.
I see.
So, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. Okay. Let us begin. I think I might need sexy music for this.
All right.
Oh, this is great. Starting on a Monday.
Now, I woke up yesterday, I don't know, maybe 9 o'clock. I got my coffee. And then John goes, we've got some recording to do. You can kill the sexy music now. So I did watch.
Hold on.
I
what just happened? We where was hadn't the sexy even gotten part? Anywhere we're, yet.
I'm, because I'm supposed
what's
to.
What's sexy?
I had
you waking up at 9?
Can you guys shut up? And then maybe I could say.
Well, we all expected
maybe
you
I could
to say
what it was.
Sexy.
You're the one who said put on sexy music.
Yeah.
And then we said nothing sexy.
And then it was
I'm like waiting to hear the word nipple or something fun and nothing.
All right. So my expectation was I was going to watch Reggae Jean Page.
Oh, I see.
On SNL. But
there you go.
John goes, hey, I got the thing. Can you come do your parts? Can you come in here?
What thing?
He's always recording music. So when he's got stuff that I got to sing, and it's never 5 minutes, right? He's like, it'll just take a couple minutes. I got this one section.
He's recording like popular songs?
He records a lot, but he was working on a specific thing yesterday. It's a jingle that he's doing. So, yes, oh my God.
So you're doing like double mint gum.
Yes, like that. Exactly.
It's so juicy. Yep.
So
you're gonna
kiss
love
a little
it.
Longer. Stay yep. close a little longer.
There you go.
That's Big Red.
I know. It's just
whatever.
I love jingles. I absolutely love jingles. And John has a jingle for this. It's a sponsor for the Johnny Mosley pod. PeterGlenn.com. So he's written all these. So we had a whole thing, and he's putting it together. And anyway, so yesterday, it's 9:30, something like that. And I'm just puttering around the house, you know, as you do, getting the laundry, switching it, getting the fold. And my plan is, vaguely, I'm watching the Reggae Jean Page SNL. I'm going to do, yeah, that's right. At some point, I'm going to sit my ever-widening ass down on the ever-more strained couch.
Reggae Jean Page.
I'm going to settle in and check out some spoon action, some hot spoon action.
I don't get the joke.
Well, you got to watch Bridgerton, Ben.
I can totally live without that, then.
I think that you would love it. But it's a lot of sex.
You don't think that.
No, I don't. It's got everything you hate. It's a period piece. Everyone speaks in British accents. And there's a love story that takes a long time to get to the point where they bang for a whole episode. You're 6-7 episodes in before they're like going at it. Every scene is them doing, they have a convo. They're like, they roll off each other and go, okay, let's forward the plot by saying, okay, back at it. So anyway, I was all excited to watch that. And then the day got away. So of course this morning I see all the stories about it. I'm like, oh, I forgot to watch that yesterday. I never did get to my Reggae Jean Page. So we'll start there.
So he's the hottest guy right now. Is that what you'd say?
Yes.
In Nicole's world.
Yeah.
He is. He's the current, like Michael B. Jordan. Gonzo.
Oh, no.
It's Reggae
way.
Jean
Whoa,
Page.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, he's been gone for a while. John's still kind of hung up on him. Like, if I want to watch a, you know, Ryan Reynolds thing, he's not into it.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Oh, he protests.
There were so many funny moments as I was sitting on the couch crocheting, watching Bridgerton. Like, just daytime stuff. John's in and out, and he'd stop and he'd be like, he'd look over at me, and I'd just nod. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then he wound up basically watching the thing anyway. He'd sit in the kitchen. I'd glance over, and he's like leaning on the counter, looking at the TV. I'm like, oh, there it is. Everyone's getting sucked into Reggae Jean Page.
Did he ever offer you any tools? Hey, Sarah, you need this?
I don't need that.
She's got one in her purse. Don't worry. That's it goes right. Everywhere she goes.
I don't go anywhere.
So. Oh, right. Okay. You can just walk
but if
to, the,
I do,
to the nightstand.
Although I have a feeling, since I haven't touched my purse in like a year, that whatever battery action was happening in there is quite... You know, look, you never know when you're going on a trip and you've forgotten to bring something essential. You got to have that with you. You never know.
I don't know. I'm sure Nicole disagrees.
An hour to kill in the car. Anywho. You just, it might occur to you and then it's an option because you've got, you're equipped. So anyway, he was, the reviews are saying that he was very funny and that they did some really cute bits. And so Bryn has been, I set the task for Bryn to come up with
some stuff.
Yeah, it's
hard for me because I don't watch Bridgerton, but I could see the humor in his monologue.
Oh, let's hear the monologue.
All right. So I'll show you the little bits and pieces that I thought were funny. All right.
Okay. So this is obviously the very beginning of the show. Reggae John. Oh, look at. Oh,
oh yeah. He's so hot. Oh,
already. So I'm into it. He's got a black jacket on. Little pins on the collar, on the lapel. And then just a white tee underneath. That's a good look. Vinny, right. I like the white tee look. I stare at you in a white tee most days.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. I'll roll some of his jokes here.
You can call me Reggae John Page. Get comfortable with it. Now, you probably recognize me from Bridgerton. The show that made
yes,
everyone...
Yes, Vinny's hand is up.
Is he faking this accent, or is this who he is?
I believe this is who
that's
he
real.
Is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
oh,
real.
Oh, so they didn't want no trouble, and they hired someone with an English accent to play an English accent role so there would be no issues, right?
I'm pretty sure all the people in that show
yeah,
are
they're
British.
All British.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, good. All right, sorry,
okay,
roll it.
Turn to their moms and say... You know what? Never mind. I don't think we should watch this together. It's a bit of a racy show. And because of that, people may associate me with being this smoldering, sensual smoke show.
But
I assure you, I'm just a regular guy. And I'm here to show you a good time. Want us to have fun together. To explore each other. And, well, does that sound
good
pleasing to you?
I think so.
What did he say there at the end?
I can jump back if you want.
Yeah, does that sound pleasing to you?
Does that sound pleasing to you?
Oh, that's it. I love it. All right, let it roll.
All right, here's the
next
bit.
I'm enjoying this.
Here's the next bit.
You don't have to bow. You know, I've been getting a lot of this energy lately, but you can both relax.
Did you want to say something?
So two of the female cast members have just sauntered out onto stage, and they're standing. It's A.D. Bryant, and I think that's Ego. I'm not sure what her name is. They've added a bunch of chicks to the cast. Ego Odom, is that her?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure who it is. Okay, anyway.
All right.
I am nothing like my character, the Duke. I'm actually quite shy and emotional. It's hard for me to talk about myself because, well, I just want to listen. Sorry, I was just quite parched there.
So that glass of wine just comes out of nowhere.
Just where did that come from? He's got a glass. He just takes a sip of his wine.
All if right. I could, he is handsome for sure, but better than Michael B. Jordan.
It's more because there's just so much more to it. I've seen him with Daphne and the angst as he's terribly convinced that he'll never fall in love and never get to that point. And
whatever, not this guy. I'm telling you, no.
No, and I'm telling you.
Here's you have to watch
more.
It, Ben.
Here's a bit more.
Yes.
My wish was rated R.
ladies, okay, I hate to break it to you, but I'm actually just kind of a nerd. I nerd out on music. I sing silly little songs like, oh, my love, my darling, I hunger for your.
Hurt me now.
There you are.
And then speaking of Daphne, another.
Oh, here's Daphne. Oh, yeah, it's Chloe Fineman dressed as Daphne. Okay, Daphne's out
another
here now.
Another SNL cast member.
Let it roll.
Comes
Are they
going
to do it on stage? This is
no, she tries, but then, right. And then that's just kind of the rest of it.
Chloe, please tell me you aren't dressed like Daphne, my love interest from Bridgerton.
Oh, why didn't we think of that?
That's not Daphne. She's just Chloe from regular SNL.
Look, I'm happy to play the Duke. Been around for a while, though. I was in Roots. I played high-flying lawyers. Yet somehow people just want me to be this guy who says, I burn for you.
Are you guys loving this?
I burn for you, too.
I'm loving it.
Oh, my God. Anybody who's watched Bridgerton is burning for him right now.
Yeah.
I burn for you.
I'm not opposed to watching it.
I have to watch it.
Burn for you.
I have to watch it. You think I'll love it, too?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You'd love it. It's so good. So good.
Yeah, I'm for sure not going to watch, and I know I wouldn't love it.
But oh, God.
I do like seeing a guy who, first of all, he's clearly handsome and talented, but then breaking into song, you got to go, all right, dude. You got it all, right?
I hung.
I'll give it to you.
Good
for him.
Oh, my God.
That's great. And he seems to be in on the joke, too, which is really cool.
Yeah, he's definitely pointing out that he's played other roles. It was just until we saw him in The Seduction of Daphne that we... Anyway.
That said,
Oh, God.
He's not that hot looking.
It's not about... That's the thing about dudes.
When you
don't have
Bridges
to be that good looking.
He's hot.
Tell me the thing. Go on.
That's the thing. Guys think they got to be so hot. And it's not. It's so much more than that. It's that unquantifiable. Mm-hmm. Like, please touch me.
You know what I
don't
hate
even
about,
care about sex. I hate sex. And I'm just like,
about the
I kind of want to do that guy. What?
From Sarah, you're like, you have to watch this. Watch it with Anita. You might get some play. And I'm like, seriously? So that she can fantasize about some dude and
what's wrong
and
with that? Who cares? You're getting some. What's the difference?
It's not like I never said.
I yell, oh Ryan. 10 times while me and John are doing
it. I've never said I had a problem getting any, though. That's the thing. You're like, you should watch this with her. You might get some. I'm like,
oh, you guys are still young.
What a burn already.
By the way.
Do it for her. Yeah.
You hate sex?
Oh, yeah, I'm not into sex. Please. No, I don't hate sex, but also I hate
it. I believe that's just what you said, though. I hate sex.
Yeah, but, so I pretend I'm having it with someone, insanely sexy. And John is, of course, the person I'm thinking of.
This also comes from the same lady who, 20 minutes ago said that if she forgets her pocket rocket somewhere at home or whatever, it's a disaster, right?
Well, it can be. If we're on vacation and, I really, if I'm going to do the thing I hate, I want to at least enjoy it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what fun.
That's
Happy
not
Monday,
fun.
Everyone. Oh, it's so fun. And I'm looking at the clock and going... I don't know how it happened, but we're completely out of time.
Oh,
I know.
I'm telling you, I have so many good skit.
Maybe we could do this
all
day.
I'll put up the other skit, too.
All the skits up on the ceremony.
The skit we just heard, and then there's also a Bridgerton intimacy coach thing. It's actually kind of funny.
Oh. Yeah, put that
up,
So
I'll throw it up on the ceremony
Facebook
page. On the
ceremony Facebook page, where all the helpful links are. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, a bear makes the news, space travel makes the news, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.